the biggest game, I think, probably in my career and players' careers. We always felt we could win. Probably the dressing room, the people in the dressing room were the only people that thought that we could win. But we worked very hard strategically, tactically, to stop them and to impose our own style onto the game. We picked the team tactically to do the same, and I have to give amazing credit to the players. Not only did they win, I think it's really important to highlight that the best team won. You know, they are a top, top side, and they've got top, top players. They beat Havant 7-0, who were favourites to win our league. They beat Sudbury by 5, and they come to Merstham today, and the best team won.
And when you concede an early goal, you're under pressure for the first 25 minutes, and then you get back in the game with an absolute cracking goal from Tom Cavanagh, left foot.
I don't know where that come from. I'll be honest with you, I've never seen that. When he scores goals like that with his left foot, you think this might just be our day. Great goal, good move. First time we really got the ball down and was brave with the ball. That was a big instruction, big thing that we worked on in training, be really brave with the ball. Because the team are very, very good with the ball. And when we got the ball down, I think we caused them a lot of problems. The first half was the work with the ball. The second half, collectively, really brave in their defending. And you even have to say that in the second half, we probably had the better chances. Reece Hall, Dan Bennett, when he went through and then took it onto his left foot. Omar had a shot blocked. I think we pretty much kept him at bay, barring one outstanding save from Phil Wilson with about 20 minutes to go.
So Charlie Penny's claiming the winner on the
absolutely. And that's the only disappointing thing. Obviously, Charlie's picked up an injury. We'll obviously assess that in the morning. We're worried about the injury, but hopefully it's not as serious as what we think, and we'll get him back on the pitch as quickly as possible.
And the 2-1 up at half-time, just when he scored that goal and he's had to come off. What do you say to the players at that point?
So, collectively to the players? Oh, well, you know, we trust Omar. Omar, come on. Omar has been around the club a long time. He's worked with me for a long time. And I think today's are for people like Omar. You know, Omar's been at the club before I arrived. He's been at the club in difficult times. When I've come into the club, he hasn't always played. And he's a really, really important person in our dressing room. And so, you know, I'm delighted for everybody, and I'm particularly delighted for people like him.
And Monday's draw, do you have any preference about who you play?
Wow. I'm going to be selfish, do you? Be greedy. But what a day it would be for Merstham if they could go to somewhere like Fratton Park, play somewhere like Portsmouth or one of the big clubs. It'd be amazing, wouldn't it? And it would be very deserving of all of the team and all of the players, staff, volunteers and directors of Merstham, many of which have been here long before me, and people like Mickey Sullivan, who helped build the club into the club it was, that attracted me here. So today it is not for me, today is for all of those people.